it is time for the first ever post-Super Bowl edition of Overreaction Monday. Fresh back from Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, I'm lying. I'm not fresh at all.
Completely
wiped out. But I'm here for all of us to overreact to a bunch of stuff Chris Brockman's about to say. What's up, Christopher?
Hey, Rich, what's up, man? Great game, huh?
It was a game that started
kind of weird.
Nothing through one quarter.
Yep.
No points through the first quarter.
Nothing.
And then we almost had a sixth quarter. That's how crazy Super Bowl 58 was, where you're sitting there right in the middle of it, and you're wondering what the hell is going on, and then you're also wondering who's going to be the MVP of this game.
Yeah.
At one point, it was Jake Moody, the kicker for San Francisco.
Yep.
Then another point, it was Juwan Jennings.
Yep.
And then another point, it was Harrison Butker.
It could have been Butker, yeah. I was envisioning in a scenario where Butker kicked like a 60-yarder to win it, and he would have been MVP. I honestly think
I know.
That.
Poor Jake Moody. He had a 55-yard field goal that was the record for longest kick in the history of the Super
Broke
Bowl.
Broke a 30-year record.
And it lasted less than two quarters.
Unbelievable.
Overreaction Mondays brought to you by Game Time, as always. The fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Last-minute killer deals. All-in prices view from your seats so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Use the code OVERREACTION and get $20 off your first purchase after you download the app and create a Game Time account. You ready, Christopher?
Let's go.
Super Bowl 58 version of Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
All right, Christopher, you
have
the
Rich,
floor.
Let's do it. Let's get the super sports talkie one out of the way first. Okay.
Super sports talkie.
Let's get out of the way. The Chiefs didn't win the Super Bowl. The 49ers lost it.
Overreaction. The Chiefs defense won the Super Bowl. And then Mahomes was the one who actually put it over the goal line to seal it. How does that sound? The 49ers.
Yeah, not as sexy as that.
I get it. The 49ers lost it, meaning what?
Meaning they had lots of chances.
Sure they did.
Early in the game. They did. They should have been up maybe 7-10 points after the first quarter.
Right.
McCaffrey fumble, which I don't think anybody really could have seen coming. Got lots of chances, especially early in the second half. Got gifted a Mahomes interception.
I know.
And then went 3-and-out 3 times in a row.
No.
In the third quarter.
I hear what you're saying, and it makes sense to say this when the Chiefs became the first Super Bowl winner to ever win a game in which they trailed by 4 different times. Nobody's ever held 4 leads in a Super Bowl.
Did they trail
by
10 points in every playoff game or something like that?
They trailed 10 points in every Super Bowl that they played in the Mahomes era.
That's it, yeah.
And they're now 3-1 of those games because Mahomes is now 9-2 in playoff games in which he's trailed by 7 or more points.
That's just insane.
So there's that. So I understand that any team that has come back from 4 different deficits and won a Super Bowl for the first time, that you'd look at the team that had those leads and blew them all as the team that lost it. I'm going to give, again, the credit to the Chiefs' defense. Leo Chanel coming up with that forced fumble in the opening drive that looked like the 49ers were absolutely going to put at least 3 on
absolutely.
The board to open the game.
Yeah, no
right?
doubt. No
and
doubt.
Then he's the one who blocked the extra point as well. After the Niners took the lead, it looked like they'd have a 4-point lead.
Yep.
Instead, they blocked the extra point, which led to the margin only being 3 and thus having a number that would be easily tied to force overtime. And then the Niners making a decision through, you know, Kyle Shanahan making the decision to keep the football rather than kick it off in overtime. And that conversation we had quite a bit on our main show today. I understand that people then say the 49ers lost it, but that's not giving the credit where it is due, which is this Chiefs defense where Chris Jones had a 3rd-and-4 rush on Brock Purdy in the overtime that forced an incomplete pass in the ultimate settled for a 3 to start overtime. There was a 3rd-and-4 where Trent McDuffie blitzed and batted down the Brock Purdy attempt to try and get a first down. And had they gotten that first down, the Niners would have truly been in the driver's seat. And I don't think we'd have had overtime. I think they would have won the football game.
Yeah, I think so too.
So the Chiefs defense won it. The Niners didn't lose it. This is an overreaction.
There you go. Okay, Rich.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Okay, next up, we talked about this a lot on the flagship show, but I want to bring it here. I don't even know if I actually believe this, but I wrote it. The 49ers messed up taking the ball to start overtime.
This isn't sports talking also? This is pretty sports talking.
Yeah, a little bit sports talking.
Chris Jones, let me read a quote from you, because this is part and parcel of why people would agree that this is an overreaction. Chris Long said, quote unquote, the 49ers were crazy to give the football to the Chiefs second. Quote, he said, they're crazy because the overtime rules have changed where both teams get the ball no matter who scores. So originally you want to let the other team get the ball, stop them holding the three, so you know what you got. Or if you stop them, they punt it, then all you have to do is kick three. Again, the concept is knowing what you have to do when you have the football is better than not knowing what you have to do when having the football. Because knowing what you have to do with the football offers a set goal. It also offers you the option of going for it on fourth down when you wouldn't.
Normally. Right.
Because if you get the ball first, you're going to punt in certain fourth down situations and then hope for the best on defense. Whereas when you get the ball second and you have to score points in order to keep the game alive, you'll go for it in fourth down situations, like the fourth and one from their own 34 in overtime. The Chiefs would never have done it if that was the situation when they got the ball. If they got the ball first, they do it when they get the ball second because they have to, otherwise the game is over. So that, people feel, is an advantage. That said, I totally understand why if you get the ball first, certainly after your defense just got marched on in a minute and 50 seconds to the point where there was a ball in the air at one point with about 7 seconds to go, where had Kelce come up with it and the Niners had not defended it as well as they did, that would have ended the Super Bowl on the spot right there. We would not have had overtime. We would have had a walk-off and a gutting loss that I think would have even been worse than the manner in which the Niners lost.
I think you're probably right.
Okay, so all that said, you're not putting that defense right back on the field against Mahomes. And I'll tell you what, the conversation would have immediately been after the game. Shanahan blew that, because how are you putting your defense back on the field? Of course Mahomes was scoring seven, and then had the Niners not matched it with seven because they, you know, lost it on downs because they needed to go.
Right.
Because they'd already given up seven. The conversation would be, of course, you know, Mahomes is going to score seven. So that's why you should take the ball first, score seven, and force Mahomes to score seven. That would have been the conversation.
Then why didn't they go for it then?
Go for it when?
After, instead of kicking the field goal in overtime, why didn't they go for it then if the whole you have to score a touchdown?
I guess that's the point, is that you could have gone for it then. Come up with zero.
And then they're still pinned inside the defense, five. Yeah.
But then put him inside the five. But then Mahomes would have the ability to kick a field goal. All he has to do is pretty much with Butker kicking 60, it the way
that he was. Yeah, man. Still need to go 60 yards.
Yeah, just go half the field, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay.
To try it.
I don't know.
And I don't know. You have to sit there and go, well, this is for the win. Do we want to try it for the win here? We could punt and play defense and now give them the ball back in a sudden death. You score, you win the Super Bowl moment. As opposed to, well, we kick it from midfield. If we don't get it, then now all you need to do is get one first down to end the game. To kick a field goal to end the game. There's just so many back and forths and so much shape shifting on all of this.
True.
That is why I thought, go ahead, score your points, play defense. Certainly after the Chiefs just marched down the field. And then when you play defense, now you have the first possession in overtime. If you start the ball in overtime under these rules and somehow, some way, get a no blood situation out of the next two possessions, yours and your opponent's, now you have the first possession of sudden death.
Right.
Like it's old school playoff or regular season overtime rules.
Yeah.
Where whoever wins that coin toss gets it first. All you need is three and game over. That's the situation in which the Niners would have found themselves last night had they held Kansas City to just 3 points in their first possession of overtime. I'm going to eventually, now I'm bringing it all home.
Bring it home,
buddy. Say this is an overreaction.
When the 49ers kicked the field goal in overtime, did you feel like they had lost the game?
No.
Really?
I did not. I didn't.
You didn't just assume Kansas City was going to come down and score a touchdown?
I did not sit there and go, this is like a horror movie where you know the axe murderer is standing right behind these crazy kids who are talking loudly when they should just be whispering. Okay. You know, I didn't think that because the Niners defense had been balling out for much of the night. Up until that muff punt, they were killing it. Bosa was everywhere last night, man. I thought he had a chance to be Super Bowl MVP if he was somehow, some way going to get Mahomes off the field at the end of regulation.
I think intentional
grounding.
It
would have been either the Juwan Jennings or him. Yeah. So the 49ers messed up. Taking the ball to start overtime is an overreaction.
Okay. All right, let's get hot now. Patrick Mahomes.
This hasn't been hot?
I don't know. Okay. Patrick Mahomes, Rich, we love him. I called this a couple years ago. You guys called me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes has already clinched a spot on QB Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah. He's a Hall of Famer, too, if he doesn't want to play another snap. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's on the QB Mount Rushmore. I think so.
Who'd he kick out?
Oh, God. Now, so obviously it's him and Brady there. And then I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to sit here and play Mount Rushmore with you.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to do that.
I'm certainly not going to do that a day after the Super Bowl when you know they're going to be days in June and July on our regular program where this is going to light up a phone line and this is going to be a conversation. I'm just going to say half a quarterback Mount Rushmore is clinched.
Locked.
And then it's just your flavor of Montana or Elway or Peyton Manning or Aikman,
sure,
or Bradshaw. Like that's Marino. That's that. It's a rotational conversation, but there's only two seats left in this game of Rushmore musical chairs.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't think this is. This sounds like an overreaction. This does sound like, hey, somebody who's only seven seasons into his career, six as a starter, already clinched a spot.
Yeah, that's
on quarterback
saying.
Mount Rushmore. That sounds like a knee jerk. Just the day after the Super Bowl, after he wins three out of his first four,
statistically,
last four.
You know, the yards mark and touchdowns, they're not like on any top 10.
But that's
list,
not an overreaction. That's a correct. You are correct.
Love that one.
That's just bingo for sure.
All right, then let's go even hotter.
Oh my gosh.
The 49ers have reached their ceiling with Kyle Shanahan as head coach.
I love that.
Rich, I've been trying to tell you and anyone who
you're a slander machine with this man.
For years and years that this guy blows it in big game. Where's my camera? Blows it. Seven ways to Sunday. Super Sunday. In big games, all he does is blow it. Did you
sounds
know,
like
Rich?
Sounds like the mother of your child is a Falcons fan.
How about
to me?
68-12. Kyle Shanahan-led offenses outscored in the fourth quarter in overtime in the man. Three Super Bowls.
The fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, Rich, is where you win the game.
That means he put up 12 points in the fourth quarter on Super Sunday,
you
dude.
Win the game. Outscored 68-12.
I get it. I know.
In the fourth quarter overtime in three Super Bowls. What are we doing? They're never going to win a big game. But that means with this guy as head coach.
Chris, that number was zero going into this weekend. He put up 12 fourth quarter points. Unfortunately for him, though, what's the through line in these games? What's the through line in the games that you're referring to?
Well, Tom
when
Brady
he was an offensive coordinator in Super Bowl 51.
Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, 50, is that what you're
saying? Super Bowl 54.
Two of the Mount Rushmore QBs?
The two guys we've said are the locks for Mount Rushmore. It's unfortunate for him.
I think someone had a call or called it on the flagship today. Foot off the gas. Why is Christian, Christian McCaffrey have two touches in the third quarter?
That's horse crap.
Why?
Dude, he went for it on the 15-yard line on 4th-and-3. It was a bunny field goal to tie the game.
Because you know you got to score touchdowns to beat Mahomes. And you can't kick field goals.
And he put the ball in the hands of Brock Purdy to throw a nice pass to Kittle.
Okay, he went for it on 4th down. And he did. To tie the game, right?
But you can't say he took the foot off the gas.
Then why did he kick in overtime?
Because at 3rd-and-4, you've got to put up point. 4th-and-4, you just had a free rusher. They were having problems all night with protection up front. On occasion, they blew assignments towards the end of that game, brother. They blew an assignment on Trent McDuffie where he comes in as a free runner. Steve Spagnuolo was scheming free runners all over the place.
He had just gotten
Chris Jones in Brock Purdy's lap within a second of the ball snap.
I don't know,
but that's why your coach sees that. He's like, I got to get the three. Let's play defense. And then a few minutes later, he got the Chiefs in a 4th down situation. Come on, man. Reach their ceiling. I can't sit here and say that sort of thing.
Jed York should text Belichick.
Overreaction.
Jed York needs to send Bill the one-up text.
All right, you got one more here?
Now we're going to halftime.
Halftime it is. Game time tickets. Take the guesswork straight out of buying tickets to your next big event, music, comedy, sports, and theater events near you. Take the guesswork straight out with Game Time. I love the app. Susie uses it. I use it. Everybody here has an account. It's easy to navigate. You can see exactly where your seats are going to be, which means no more showing up and finding a large column of concrete blocking your view. No punches pulled. They let you know on Game Time exactly this. I love about this. They let you know exactly right up front what it's going to cost with all-in pricing. The Game Time guarantee means you're always going to get the best price on top of it. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code OVERREACTION. You get $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create your account. Redeem your code OVERREACTION, two R's in OVERREACTION, and you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, halftime. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. You know what that read was?
What's that?
Usher, roller skates. Nice. I should have put on roller skates just to do that read.
Mike, Del Tuvo loved the roller skates, man.
And Mike, you could pop your microphone on. Go for it. You can't pop it on? Oh, okay.
There he is.
We can't pop it on.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
You're like our Alicia Keys of that halftime right now without the red jumpsuit.
I'd like to see Mike in
that
red
jumpsuit. He's got the East Coast accent just like Alicia. Okay, very good. What else?
Rich, Rich, I watched the game at your house, but this is not personal. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Brock Purdy not special enough to be a championship quarterback.
That's ridiculous, Chris. Come on. Why would you see these things? Why would you see
because
these things?
Because if he was, they would have won the game. That's why.
Like I told you.
Because you know why, Rich? Like because this is what I said before. The ceiling.
Ridiculous.
The floor for Brock Purdy was 7 minutes from winning the Super Bowl.
He was
so on. So I guess he got them to overtime. Dude. But he's basically Garoppolo. How is Garoppolo with a different name on the back?
No, he's not. Dude, he came out on point. The offensive player of the year, who wound up, by the way, with the first ever 80-80 game in the history of the Super Bowl.
McCaffrey was going to be MVP.
80
in that
rush
game,
yards, 80 receiving yards.
He was nice.
And they leaned on him in that overtime.
Not enough, though. Now, where was that in the third quarter?
Now, that is exactly, I understand, that is what I believe is the Achilles heel of anybody that's trying to defend Kyle Shanahan's play calling and things of that nature today. That said, this guy unbelievably put the ball on the ground. Brock Purdy was being rushed all night long. The moment he met it, there was not a moment where I thought it's too big for him. I thought he played a terrific football game. Did he miss some throws? Yes. Did Mahomes miss some throws? Yeah. Mahomes threw an interception. He forced the ball at the stop at the top of the second half.
Well, I mean,
so
they wouldn't even have scored in overtime if the Kansas City player would have dropped the pick in OT.
He is a championship quarterback. He's an NFC championship quarterback. If you're talking about a Super Bowl championship quarterback, he showed you last night he can play in that biggest spot. And like I said,
I needed him to make one or two more plays. Who is it that said, was it Brian Baldinger?
He's going
to make five throws. He didn't get the five on Sunday night.
I think, again, just to bring it all full circle, even though we still have ways to go here on our Overreaction Monday Super Bowl 58 podcast, the defense must get its due. The Kansas City Kansas City Chiefs defense won the football game last night. Mahomes throwing the corn dog throw Mecole Hardman is the one who essentially sealed it. But the Chiefs defense won this game. And Purdy, in my mind, like I said, and I'll say it here again, I think over the next 24 to 48 hours, anybody who follows the All 22 set, the tape's being grinded right now, we will see more situations and conversations about the Chiefs locking down the receivers, not allowing them off the line of scrimmage, jamming them and covering them and blanketing them. We will find more of those pieces of film put there on our social media accounts to find. We'll see more of those than Brock Purdy missed the throw type of film. I bet you that's the way it's going to go over the next 24 to 48. What
you
else?
You might be
overreaction.
You might be right.
And how dare you?
All right.
How dare you?
Your real sons are great. I saw them.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Defense time. Chris Jones. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Chiefs need to make him the highest paid defensive player of all time.
No. Yeah.
Can't let that guy go in free agency.
They're not going to. I think they can franchise him again. I don't think that was part of their deal to get him in, that they can't franchise him.
I just saw a free agent list where he's going to Houston or something. So
why would he leave?
Yeah, for lots and lots of money.
But I don't know. Why would he go? He's stacking rings right now. He's stacking rings. And he's got, you know, I think, and I bet you don't have this as an overreaction, that Steve Spagnuolo could be a Hall of Famer.
Ooh, he's got four now, right? Four
rings? How many assistant coaches? Like Dick LeBeau made it because he was a Hall of Fame football player.
Right.
For the Detroit Lions. But why would he leave this situation? The Chiefs are going to try and make it work. They'd be insane not to. But the answer is hell yeah here. What he's turned into, he's a Hall of Famer, 100%. He is the best. You could make the case he's the best the Chiefs have ever had.
Good one.
Because I don't think Derek Thomas would ever played inside.
No, Jared Allen didn't play inside.
No, and obviously there's Neil Smith.
Yep, those guys were outside edge players.
Obviously, I'm not including the Hank Stram era players. Come on now. This is not an overreaction at all. And I don't blame Chris Jones for saying you've got to pay me that much.
But he should ask for that for sure.
No, I know that. And they got to figure out how to make it all work.
Yeah.
Because 100% what we have here is a machine with Spagnuolo and him and Reed and Kelsey and Mahomes, and then the drafting of Brett Veach to keep everybody else young and hungry and coached up. That's the dynastic formula that's going on right now. Snead's going
to get paid.
Right. And so that the question is, how do you do all that? And that's why Brett Veach is, you know, one of the top executives in all of North American sports. But hell yeah, he's that good.
Also, you were at the game, so I don't know if you saw it, but he went instant meme GIF worthy with the, he had the close up in the anthem and the
on cue, the tears that happened.
We saw that
in the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a pretty powerful moment. All right, Rich, we just came off the first ever Super Bowl in Las Vegas. It was amazing. It should be there every single year. The Super Bowl should be in Las Vegas every year.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
It looked great on television. The field looked immaculate. There were no slippage issues like we've had in recent years. Everything top to bottom. The Super Bowl was fantastic. Vegas crushed it.
I will say this. If you had said it should be in a rotation, I would agree with you. Come on, man. They're never going to have the Super Bowl in a certain city every year. It's just not going to happen.
No one can top Las Vegas for accommodations, restaurants, hotels, entertainment. Everything you could possibly want is in one city,
right, an airport that's right there
of a road. No, Las Vegas Boulevard. No, it has got it all.
I agree. And then there's a downtown area and there are other restaurants as well. There's
Sphere. Golf course, it's got everything.
I am with you, and I totally agree, which is why Las Vegas should be in the mix in a rotation. They should have it in California. They should have it in Nevada. They should have it in Florida. And then they should rotate it around. So at least they get certain parts of the country involved. Where we're going next year in New Orleans, a lot of people obviously love it there. I think a town that should get it soon and will, because they're building a new stadium. As you know, if you build it, they will come.
Nashville, right?
Nashville.
Yeah.
Which was great for the draft.
It was. I don't know if they got the hotels, though.
But the hotels and again, in Las Vegas, there's more hotels in just like one intersection.
Yeah.
There are more hotel rooms in one intersection of Las Vegas than in some NFL cities overall. So, yeah, I mean, but they you can't have something, and I appreciate
but
you.
But why not?
Because the NFL has to keep a lot of their, you know, locations and a lot of their teams happy and their cities, you know, enriched.
All right, they have to move it around every other year then.
I think it should be in a rotation.
Yeah, I think Sean Payton said that on Friday. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Los Angeles and San Francisco are going to have it in back-to-back years. New Orleans is first up, and then it's going to be San Francisco, and then it's Los Angeles. And we just had it in Las Vegas, and the year before that, you know, had it in Phoenix.
Right.
So I'm biased towards West Coast Super Bowls because it's easiest for us to get there.
But Vegas was incredible.
But I also think it's great because, you know, the evening doesn't, you know, the game doesn't end at midnight.
Right.
Vegas was superb. What else?
Crushed it. A couple more, Rich.
Yep.
How about this one? We mentioned it briefly out the door on the flagship, but I want to bring it here. Chiefs, as we know, they're going to open the season on Thursday night next year.
Mm-hmm.
Put them against the Chargers. I want Jim Harbaugh front and center. Let's go. No brainer.
Okay. That's not a bad one. I mean, but once Harbaugh is, you know, then the live shot of him on the sideline and there he is, it's done.
No, but he's going to do so much weird stuff throughout the course of the game.
The first time
he gets into it with the officials. The first time, the Chargers try to go Charger, and he fights it through. And
I don't know how many division games they don't usually have division games to start a season. They just don't.
Yeah, but how often does a guy come back to a team he played for fresh off winning a national championship?
I can't call this an overreaction. One thing I will say is that I put my marker on the Bengals. The Bengals and the Ravens and the Saints and the Bucks. Are the non-conference and the Texans are the non-division opponents for the Chiefs. And the other three are all division opponents. And there they are up on the screen on our YouTube feed of this show. So you got your division opponents, Ravens, Bengals, Texans, Saints, and Bucks. It won't be Saints or Bucks. They're not going to NFC this time around. And no, and
obviously, like you can make a case. You got Lamar Jackson two-time
defending MVP. The Texans, CJ Stroud, the young buck against
I mean, look, we kind of scoffed last year when the Lions opened.
I just don't think the Texans are
ready for primetime. Yeah.
Well, it's not that they're not ready for primetime.
A playoff team.
I just don't know. I don't know. The Lions weren't supposedly a national champion, draw.
I liked your case for the Bengals. You know, the only other guy to beat Mahomes in the playoffs other than Tom Brady is Joe Burrow.
Yeah, the only one active player who's beaten, you know, and you want to talk about back in the NFL, like is Jim Harbaugh there? It's Burrow after his injury March season. Right. But yeah, I can't call this an overreaction.
I think that's fine. All right, last one, yes, and sir? I have not seen this anywhere yet.
Oh boy!
Okay, so I'm hoping I'm the first to put this out there. Now, Rich, who did we see constantly throughout the playoffs at Chiefs games other than Taylor Swift? We saw Travis's brother Jason.
Yes.
You know what he has not done yet? Officially announced that he's retiring. You want to know why? He's a free agent. He's going to play in KC with Travis year.
That's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Because Creed Humphrey is the center there.
Why can't he play guard?
He's not playing guard.
What do you mean?
He's not going to he's not going to learn a new position. He's not going to play a new position.
He's a lineman. He's probably played guard growing up at some point.
And they're not going to move his family to the middle of the country when they're set
months.
Where they are.
Rich, if they're not going to retire, Travis has said he's coming back for the three-peat, right? So if you still want to keep it alive that they go into the Hall of Fame together, you join him in KC. He wants to win a Super Bowl so bad he knows the Eagles are not close. They are going
to
miss the playoffs next year, as I predicted.
You're out of your mind.
Jason joins Travis in Kansas City. They go for the three-peat.
This is why you haven't heard it anywhere else, because it's moronic.
I don't know about that. What? This is a great idea.
No, it's not.
What?
Dude, he's got a family.
I thought you'd be into this.
No, I'm not into this. I love the Kelseys, and it would be great to see them play together, but why would he learn a new position? Why wouldn't he just go back to the Philadelphia Eagles and try it one more time where he lives around his beautiful wife and his beautiful children?
He knows
and his beautiful home, which I'm sure is beautiful.
Close. He knows they're not close. The Chiefs, meanwhile, they got a real chance to three-peat.
But their interior line is actually their strength. What they need are the tackles, which is another reason why, if I may turn this from this lunacy into an actual conversation,
I thought you'd like
this idea. This is exactly why the Chiefs are champions in the most remarkable fashion compared to their previous championship years under Mahomes. This is their most impressive year yet because this was the year they're supposed to come off their hangover.
Right.
A Super Bowl hangover where
no wide receivers and they all can't catch.
And Kelce got hurt to start.
Kelce's a little slow.
And then Jones was holding out.
Yeah.
And then there were injuries on their defense. And then Joe Tooney, their interior guard, didn't play in the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay. And on top of all of that, Nick Bolton was out for quite some time. Their tackles were susceptible. Their tackles were like a weak part of their team. Like you were supposed to be able to attack them from the edge and get to Mahomes. So they were as vulnerable as any team. As a matter of fact, they're minus 11 regular season plus minus is the worst plus minus in the history of any Super Bowl winning teams. So this was the year you're supposed to get them and nobody got them. And instead they got back to back for the first time since 2003, 2004. So Kelce's not playing tackle. Like if he wants to play tackle, now you're talking about this is absurd.
Why can't he play right there? Rich, you saw him in Vegas. I saw him in Vegas. We drank beers together. All I'm saying, he's huge.
I didn't see him in Vegas.
You didn't?
I saw his wife in Vegas.
He's still giant.
He could play tackle.
Why couldn't he play tackle? He could play anywhere on the offensive line.
He wants to
play with his brother. It's been their lifelong dream since they were playing at the University of Cincinnati together. They can win a Super Bowl right off into the Canton sunset.
Or not. Overreaction.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see this anywhere else.
Well, good.
Because you're the only one who wouldn't think this way.
I thought it was good. I don't know.
Great season. Hey, Overreaction Monday. We're going to keep doing this, bad boy, twice a month all the way through to next season. So we're going to keep doing it. And Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday will still be out there on the Rich Eisen Show on weeks that we do this. And then Overreaction Monday will be on the Rich Eisen Show on weeks when we
Basically, we're not going anywhere.
It's an overreaction to say we're going somewhere.
Right.
Okay. And What the Football, Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. Look for that episode on Tuesday. They've got Jim Nantz, who called Super Bowl 58, on. CBS. He's going to be joining Susie and Amy for that one. So for Chris, I'm Rich saying great season, everybody.
Great stuff.
But man, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
We're still going to be here.